And now,
we present to you
Seriously
Ignorant
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-E.
Seriously Ignorant News.
Damon is at the Denver Improv this weekend, Thursday through Sunday. First time in Denver?
Not the first time at all.
Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports from Chicago on a story that falls under the category, she tried it. She tried this excuse. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom. As serious as Cat Williams and Cuba Gooding Jr. on a field trip. Okay. Speaking of Denver.
No, you can't.
Whew. I don't know which is doing what nowadays with these cats. As serious as Cat Williams on a good day.
Oh, my God.
He wouldn't know how to sit still. Yeah, we love that brother, though. Check it out. This ought to balance out the big light-skinned woman on the truck. This woman is a white woman, 55-year-old, Central Florida. Hope Hannock was spotted by employees at a grocery store. Now, she was placing multiple items in the reusable shopping bags that you get from the store. So Hannock loaded her shopping cart with over $500 worth of groceries. But instead of stopping at the cashier, she just goes up to the service desk, pays for a pack of cigarettes, and marches out the front door. Yep. $500 worth of groceries. But so the people, you know, the employees saw her doing this. So since they saw her, they called the police. When the police got her, she was like, well, the line was too long, so she just left. That was her excuse. I was going to pay, but the line was too long, so I had other stuff to do. She did try it. Now, when they got her into custody, they discovered she had pills in her purse, some control. So she was charged with controlled substance and an additional charge of being bold as hell. Seriously. As serious as a hypochondriac with Obamacare. Well, what you think this is, Doc? Well, my ankle hurt over here, Doc. This free? Well, what you think this is? Okay. Next up, there's a one-legged bandit on the loose in Brazil. Yep. A recent robbery of a convenience store in Brazil, a man reportedly hops into the store. He waves his gun, tells the clerk and two customers to get down on the floor. Then he hopped over to the register and leaned on the counter. And I say leaning because, you know, he had a gun in one hand. He was stuffing money in his pocket with the other, so he had to have balance with the counter. So he's leaning on the counter. All this is caught on tape, too. There's a surveillance video. Y'all got to go find it, too, trust me, because he's hopping in the store. And then he hops to the register and gets the money. Now, that's where the tape stopped when he's hopping out. But I'm glad I wasn't there, though, because I'd have got shot. You can't hop up to me with a gun. Talk about stick up. I'm at least trying to push you over once. I'm serious. So I probably would have got shot. Then I wonder, did he plan this out or did he hop out of bed and come up with this idea? Thank you. He's still on the loose because the video didn't show if he hopped in a car or fled on foot because he only has one. Seriously. So if you're in Brazil and see somebody hopping around with one leg, report them to authorities. Seriously. As serious as the collective IQ of a Trump rally. One more, please, Dave. Thank you. Yeah. I knew you would hop in there, Jay.
Should have turned on some hip hop music.
Sib, you don't want none?
I got nothing.
Come on, Sib, we'll hop on in.
We apologize, Sib. We apologize for the.
We apologize.
We apologize, Sib. Okay.
We'll be good.